thank you for taking 10 minutes for CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. We know many viewers are just rejoining us after the summer break, and we welcome you to an exciting year ahead for our international current events coverage. Today's news starts in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou. China was the site of the annual G20 summit. G20 stands for Group of 20. Powerful world leaders from 19 countries plus the European Union who met on Sunday and Monday. Their focus, international economic cooperation. There were a lot of subjects discussed here, both at the summit itself and on the sidelines. Weaker than expected economic growth around the world, the threat of terrorism, the challenges of immigration. It was U.S. President Barack Obama's last G20. He and Chinese President Xi Jinping promised to move forward on a previous agreement to reduce their nation's greenhouse gas emissions. But he and Russian President Vladimir Putin did not reach an agreement on how to end the violence in Syria, the U.S. leader saying that there were, quote, gaps of trust between the two governments. While world leaders agreed to keep working together to sync up their economic plans, this particular G20 meeting was reportedly inconclusive without any major agreements or breakthroughs.
The Great Fire of London, which took place in 1666, was an extraordinary event for London. It was a fire that destroyed the majority of the city. 80,000 people were made homeless and ended up living in refugee camps on the fringes of London for many years afterwards.
Okay, from the United Kingdom, we're taking you to Vatican City. It's an independent state surrounded by Rome, Italy, and it's where Pope Francis, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, recently declared a new saint. Catholicism is the largest denomination of Christianity. Huge crowds were on hand for the canonization ceremony. And though the Catholic Church's newest saint died in 1997, you've probably heard her name before. She was known as Mother Teresa. Born in Albania in 1910, she eventually devoted her life to helping poverty-stricken people in the nation of India. Mother Teresa earned global recognition, including the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979, for her work and compassion for the poor. And in declaring her Saint Teresa, the Pope praised her charitable work and called her an emblematic figure of womanhood and of consecrated life.
Nearly 2,000 years after the first pope, Peter, the Catholic Church has put halos on some 10,000 saints. There are the ones you've likely heard of, St. Patrick, Ireland's patron saint, St. Valentine, patron saint of love and engaged couples, and thousands of others that only the most pious may know. To get the title of saint, contenders need to pass a few tests. The first, they have to be dead, usually for 5 years, but some have to wait in line a little longer. St. Bede was declared a saint more than 1,000 years after his death. Dying may be the easy part here. You also have to perform two miracles. Candidates must answer prayers, often for medical cures, from their heavenly perch. The church believes Mother Teresa did just that when a man with brain tumours and a woman with stomach cancer were inexplicably cured after praying to the nun. John Paul II got the saintly seal when an order of nuns prayed to the former pontiff and cured Sister Marie Simon-Pierre of Parkinson's. If there's no medical or scientific explanation for the cure, the church says you officially have a miracle on your hands. If you pass all the tests, the Pope will induct you into one of the most sacred clubs and, in the very end, grant you a halo.
Days after making landfall in the U.S. state of Florida, a storm named Hermine is still having an impact on parts of the U.S. From North Carolina to Massachusetts, high winds and dangerous rip currents have caused states of emergency and kept people out of the ocean. The storm itself is now out in the Atlantic, and forecasters think it'll stay there before it weakens throughout the week. Early last Friday, Hermine blew ashore on Florida's Gulf Coast as a Category 1 hurricane. It was the first hurricane to hit the state since 2005, and it raked across southeast Georgia and the Carolinas before moving back out to sea in the Atlantic. At least two deaths were blamed in the storm. Some Floridian coastal areas saw severe damage and flooding, and as of yesterday morning, tens of thousands of people still didn't have electricity. Last week, we called Hermine both a hurricane and a cyclone. Is there a difference between those terms and a typhoon?
If you've been hearing the word typhoon and thinking to yourself, well, that looks an awful lot like a hurricane, well, in fact, it is. Typhoons are hurricanes, are cyclones. They are the same thing, just in different oceans. A lot like a hot cake is a flapjack, is a pancake, is a short stack. If you are west of the dateline, so west of Hawaii, north of the equator, you're a typhoon. If you're in the Atlantic or the Pacific around America, you are a hurricane. And if you're around the Indian Ocean or in the Southern Hemisphere, you're a cyclone. So it's not out of the question for a hurricane to become a typhoon if it moves over the dateline. In fact, after crossing the international dateline, Hurricane Genevieve turned into Typhoon Genevieve a few years ago.
Rise of esports. These are electronic sports which include professional video gaming. Their popularity has exploded, and with increased attention from viewers has come increased attention from advertisers. Now playing a look at the business potential of esports.
Esports, one of the world's hottest new markets, not only for the players and fans, but for business as well. And brother, business is a boomin'. Esports yearly revenue is expected to rise to over $1 billion by 2019, a five-fold increase from 2014. Brands are pumping in almost 50% more in advertising and sponsorship this year, almost $325 million, and it's all down to the eyeballs on it.
Huge tournaments are held all over the world with audiences of up to 113,000 people in attendance, and that's dwarfed by the online viewership, with some tournaments reaching 34 million viewers by a platform such as Twitch.
The most simple way to put esports is that 200 million fans worldwide who watch it. This is bigger than the NHL.
And what's making it genuinely irresistible for sponsors is the global audience is going to get bigger, almost 50% bigger by 2019. Coca-Cola and Samsung are some of the big names already moving into the game, trying to woo fans. Esports enthusiasts are far more likely to be successful high earners than the stereotypes people hold of basement-dwelling gamers.
They're really following the clubs, they're really living this hobby. Here they are, you get free access to the 14 to 25-year-olds, and it's a huge opportunity if you target those specific demographics.
So stop being surprised by esports' rise. It's no longer a niche phenomenon, but a mainstream big money mainstay.
Spokesperson for California's Department of Fish and Wildlife says it's not unusual to see bears hanging around neighborhoods. It is unusual to see them taking a dip in your pool. The homeowners here may need to clean their pool. Now is not the time. It seems California's bear population's on the rise. They're even known to sniff out garbage on trash day, at least until a fearless beagle comes charging in, scaring them away. That's gotta be embarrassing, being hounded away by a smaller species when the food's kinda trashy to begin with. But there was no bargaining with the dog. After the beagle-eyed Bow Wow bear-rated them, their only move was to make a doggone break and then just grin and bear it, y'all. I'm Carl Azus, and that's CNN Student News.